U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he wants to see the war in Gaza come to an end soon, as he hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. "I'd like to see the war stop," Trump said when asked about his campaign pledge to end the conflict, "and I think the war will stop at some point. That won't be in the too distant future." The Oval Office meeting marked their first face-to-face since Netanyahu returned to Washington amid international pressure over the growing death toll in Gaza. Israeli military operations in Gaza have killed over 50,000 Palestinians, according to local health authorities. Trump said U.S. efforts to free hostages held by Hamas are ongoing, but described it as a long process. Netanyahu, speaking alongside Trump, referenced a January ceasefire deal that resulted in the partial release of hostages. He said Israel is pursuing another agreement. "We're committed to getting all the hostages out, but also eliminating the evil tyranny of Hamas," Netanyahu said. "We want to enable the people of Gaza to freely make a choice to go wherever they want." He added that they had discussed Trump's bold vision for Gaza's future, alluding to a controversial proposal floated by Trump in the early weeks of his presidency for the United States to take control of the Gaza Strip. That plan, widely criticized by the international community as a form of ethnic cleansing, resurfaced Monday when Trump said, "A peace force like the United States there controlling and owning the Gaza Strip would be a good thing." Trump also repeated his suggestion that Palestinians from Gaza could be relocated to other countries, another idea that has sparked condemnation from humanitarian and rights groups. Meanwhile, yesterday, Israeli airstrikes struck tents near two major hospitals in Gaza overnight, killing at least two people, including a Palestinian journalist, and wounding at least nine others, six of whom were reporters, local medics said on Monday. One of the strikes hit a media tent outside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis around 2 a.m., setting it ablaze and killing Yusuf Al-Fakawi, a reporter for the Palestine Today News website, according to hospital staff. Another man was also killed in the blast.